Chamber chat in 3, 2, 1. Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And as always, DurangoBusiness.org is where you go. And I got to give a quick plug. We have our tech conference coming up on April 27th, and there's still time to register for that. So you go to DurangoBusiness.org and get registered or stop by our offices in the Bank of Colorado. And speaking of registering, we have Pueblo Community College Southwest in the house with us. So, Tanya, thank you for coming in. Shannon, and because I'm going to get your title wrong. Tanya, what is your official title?
Well, good morning, Jack. My official title is Executive Dean.
Executive Dean. Okay. I was going to say like Vice President or something, but
Executive Dean.
Executive Dean. I would have just given you like more duties, huh?
Yeah.
And you don't have enough time to get everything done, I'm sure, as it is. And Shannon, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So registration is going on as we speak for Pueblo Community College Southwest.
Registration opened April 9th, and you can go online and register for both the summer and fall classes, and the whole class schedule is up there, and we encourage you to register soon before your classes fill.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I'm looking at the cheat sheets you guys have. Kind of run through some of the courses because I don't think people understand a lot of the breadth of what you guys offer.
Well, we had a bigger menu when we were at the Commons Building, but as you know, we'll be moving to the wing in Durango High School.
Right.
And so we really wanted to focus our Durango schedule down to offer some more of just the degree pathways classes.
Right.
And so we're going to be offering sociology and early childhood education are going to be our two major pathways.
Okay.
Coming from the Durango site at the Durango High School.
Okay.
We'll still be, of course, doing our EMS programs, any biology classes that you need for the nursing. At our Mancos campus, we'll still be providing our cosmetology program, our welding program, our auto, LPN,
all
LEA,
yeah. Do you still do communications or television? I remember you guys had something like that. I remember years back. Is that still going on over on the Mancos campus?
No, we have some communication courses that you will be able to take, but we don't have a communication.
Okay. See, and I asked a question already, and I should have done my research before I did the interview. But let me. You know, you mentioned some really important coursework, in my opinion, because I always hear we don't have enough EMS, we don't have enough welders, or the other, you know, mechanics, and you can literally get that associate's degree and get a job, which is why we all go to school.
Yes. Yes, you can get that degree with auto, with welding. You can get that certificate. You can get a job right away. You can get your AAS. And, you know, you can even go further if you wanted to.
Right. Now, with the courses then are at Durango High, which I personally think that, to me, is a good fit. Because I think that allows a lot of students that maybe they don't know exactly what they want to do. And they're kind of, do I really want to go to college? And they can do some undergraduate work and prep courses, if I'm making this up, you know. But I just feel like that is something that will be a great fit for you guys.
Yes, we're really excited for really kind of focusing and helping our students, you know, really understand where they want to go and make sure that they do graduate.
Right.
And it's a huge win as a parent. Your child can do this at the high school level, take a history class, take a freshman English class, and it doesn't cost you as a parent any money.
Wow. So they can sign up, and there's kind of the college prep courses or whatever, and then they're transferable credits, I would assume, let's say, to Fort Lewis College if they decide to go on.
Yeah, all of our classes are guaranteed transfer.
Now, how many students do you anticipate, looking in your crystal ball, you know, that might take coursework then when you do move over to the high school?
Well, we're hoping that our enrollment continues to grow
because
it has grown in the last 2 years.
Nice.
So we are up Pueblo Community College as a whole, so we hope it continues.
Uh-huh.
We're also going to look at, you know, trying to expand our concurrent enrollment, working with all the community high schools in the area, of course, and in our region. So we're hoping that this will really help the students, you know, go to school less expensive through the community college and then be able to transfer over to Fort Lewis or, like Shannon had said, it's guaranteed transfer to any college in Colorado.
Really? So if you're going to go to CSU, so anyway, you will already have those college credits then?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let me add, what is the most popular coursework? I always hear the nursing program. I always hear about that and EMS. And you also have, don't you do the police training as well?
Yeah, our nursing program is in high demand. It's very popular, and we have several pathways you can go with the nursing program. Our law enforcement academy is set to graduate 15 cadets in May.
Wow.
That's a popular program.
And it's usually 100%. They're already hired.
Oh, I was going to say that line, first off, bless all those that go into that line of work. I used to live with a couple cops. I went on ride-along programs when I was younger. Thought I wanted to be a cop. After doing ride-along, I decided that's not for me. But thank you to the officers that are doing that. And 100% placement.
Yes.
Yeah, and usually our police chiefs, our local police chiefs, will go to the pinning ceremony and announce their hires. It's really exciting.
Wow. That is awesome. So if somebody wants to, and we mentioned that registration is open, if someone's interested, we got to get the website. Where can people learn more about what courses what you have and what you offer?
You would go to pueblocc.edu.
Pueblocc.edu is a public community college.edu. And then do you have to look, then click to like Southwest Campus or something like that?
Yeah, you can look at the course catalog, and it has a place where you can either pick the Mancos campus or the Durango campus, and it would show you what classes are available at each one of those campuses.
Now, if somebody isn't really sure, you know, you mentioned pathways, which to me is so vitally important because, when I was 18, I really didn't know what I wanted to be. I certainly didn't think I'd be a chamber director. I knew I wanted to maybe, go to college, and then about my second year at Fort Lewis, I almost dropped out. And then actually my sister said, you like to talk, you like music, why don't you become a DJ? So enrolled back in school and went through, the KDUR and communications program. Do you have career counselors that can help, kind of guide and make suggestions to the students?
Yes, we do. We have advisors that will be able to help, students pick where they want to go, make sure that they're taking the right courses.
Okay. And let's say if somebody, I'm making this up because, let's say they are very outgoing and they really aren't sure. The counselor then, an advisor can say, well, have you thought of this area or even do I remember taking an interest inventory test that kind of said, well, people that are in this line of work, their personalities, your personality would fit into sales or marketing.
Yeah, we do have that test available. So yeah, they could take it and see where they're, where they want to go with their career and what uh-huh. matches with them.
Very cool. Now, do you have so I also want to ask this. This is more of my personal, but do you have a class of all the things I wish I would have taken when I was younger? Do you have that continuing ed or I can come in and learn how to weld as an adult? Do you have those courses? I'm throwing you a curveball, aren't I?
You can always enroll for our welding classes.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you have them at night?
No, they're just in the morning.
Oh, they're in the how early?
7:30.
I'd have to be at the Mancos camp. I could make that happen.
It'll be worth it.
Well, and I honestly, those are one of the things that I look at looking back, and saying, oh, I wish I would have learned. I took a welding class, but I can't remember from, it was a long time ago, and I haven't used the welder since then. So, again, give the website a plug.
Pueblo, www.pueblocc.edu.
Okay, and that's where you can go in and find out all the different coursework. So I'm looking at this upside down. You guys have EMS, business, I got my cheat sheet here, the social science core. What is that coursework?
So the social science core, the classes that the students are going to take if they want an associates of arts in sociology or psychology. And so those would be the classes, the Psych 101, the Social 101, the Math 121. Those are the courses that they'd be taking.
Okay.
Right now, we're just offering the sociology pathway. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year, we'll add on to the psychology. And then we're also doing the early childhood education because there has been a need in the community that has really said, we need more early childhood educators.
Right. Well, especially with just having the daycare. There aren't enough daycare facilities. So at least if we have the individuals that are trained in early childhood education, obviously, again, high success rate of placement.
Yes.
Wow, how
very
cool is
high.
That?
Yes. And then we are going to be offering our EMS courses in the evening. And you know, yeah. you did throw us that curveball. But we are yeah. looking into, you know, having evening classes. We mm-hmm. just haven't yet. So we are looking, especially now being at the site at the high school.
Yeah.
Because we'll have full range of all the, you know, the area there. We don't have sure. to just stay necessarily in the West Wing at that right. time. And so we'll be able to offer more courses. And we are looking, you know, we lost two directors and we haven't replaced them yet. But once the new director for academic comes back on board, that's going to be one of his tasks for looking at the Mancos campus. What can we offer? You know, are there some art courses? Those yeah. types of things.
Very
for
cool.
adult learners that just want to take classes here and there.
Right, right. Which is, you know, I know for myself, like I kind of go back to that, you know, whether it would be the, you know, mechanic stuff or, again, welding or even, you know, carpentry, things of that nature, that mm-hmm. kind of those tech arts courses that, you know, I want to take that as an adult and, you know, kind of that continuing ed. Now, again, I want to go back to being at the Nynar School District and Nina at the high school. Have you seen a lot of new interest in students because they could maybe take a course, so they could go and let's say they're taking a junior level course, but then they can also come on down the hall, so to speak, and take something at Pueblo Community College?
Well, we are hoping to see that interest yeah. because you couldn't register until
right.
last
week going on
today.
Right now, yeah.
right. You know, hopefully we will see that interest because we just came out with this schedule, so the students are just now getting to see this.
That's hot off the press.
Yes.
Very cool.
Very hot off the press.
Yeah. So what am I forgetting? What have we got about a couple minutes left? I want to make sure I cover everything you guys wanted to.
Can I talk about the Sim Lab? We're building a new simulation lab on our Mancos campus for our nursing department, and it's going to be state-of-the-art, and our nursing students should be able to have a simulated hospital room environment with a mannequin that can go into full cardiac arrest or have any other medical problems.
Wow.
That will really help our nursing students get their clinical hours. A lot of their clinical hours have to be at the hospital, but these clinical, because of the state-of-the-art simulation lab, they should be able to get 30% of their clinical hours in a controlled environment on our campus with state-of-the-art equipment.
I've walked by those rooms that have those mannequins. Freaked me out the first time I saw it. I went, whoa, what are all, oh, they're yeah. mannequins.
Yeah, they go into cardiac arrest. They talk. They tell you if they can't, if they're having a hard time breathing. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. And also, since Shannon had mentioned that, just to mention that Pueblo Community College will also in 2019 be offering a BSN program. We just got approved for a BSN program.
Really? Yeah. So, and I'm assuming that if you took courses over here, you could transfer up to Front Range, so to speak, at Pueblo, right? And then you could finish out that career.
Well, yeah. Well, they'll be able to finish it through Pueblo Community College now and get their Bachelor's of Science
in Mancos
in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, that is, oh, that's so
yeah.
cool.
We had to go, there was state legislation in order to allow community colleges, and this was statewide, to offer a bachelor's in nursing.
Okay, so I want to ask, so if looking, you know, ahead, and what are, if you were going to be talking to someone that let's say is between, you know, I'm going to say 16 years old and 26 years old, what career do you think they should go into that you guys offer that, you know, is kind of the looking out in the future? Because I'm assuming nursing, because we're all not getting younger.
a lot of our jobs, I would say both nursing is nearly 100. If you want a job when you're done with our nursing degree, you can get a job.
Yeah.
I would say our law enforcement academy mm-hmm. is a very high placement rate as well.
So is our welding and auto. I mean, yeah. a lot of those students, and the welding will usually goes out of the area because it is a good paying job.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our auto students stay here. A lot of our cosmetology students stay in the area.
Yeah. We, in fact, have a hard time keeping our welding students for the second year because they do get jobs after the structural welding classes.
They're kind of going, come on, I'll hire you on and get you some on-the-job training. So plug the website one more time.
PuebloCC.edu.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where can they find you?
You can call 385-2001.
385-2001.
And we will be at the Durango site beginning July 1st.
Oh, July 1st will be over at the high school.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. You got everything moved?
No. We do not.
Are you going to help us with that?
Sure. I've moved a chamber. I can move a college. Why not? Well, I think it's a great move for you.
Yes, we're very excited. I think it's going to be great for the community, and we're really looking forward to it.
So after you guys get open and things going on, kicking up in the fall, will you come back on the radio with me?
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And don't forget to check out pueblocc.edu. Have a great day.
Thank you.